Good morning. We've made it to Monday morning, and as you rub your eyes and come awake this morning, we'll revisit some of the things that happened over the weekend with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Wonderful to see you bright and early in the morning.
And you as well. And what an interesting weekend. I'll just make a couple of phrases and you can respond, Alan. Trump, Hillary, South Carolina, Nevada, Bernie Sanders, Cruz, Rubio. Wow.
Well, that's right. You know, I watched all the concession speeches which claimed victory. Now, the right-wing Republican group, including, I think, what I heard on Fox, was that, well, Trump only got almost 40% of the vote, so if you added up everybody else, they beat him. Well, of course, Trump pointed out quite correctly that some of those votes would have gone to him. So it's not as if everybody who got another vote was going to band together in an anti-Trump movement. I don't think it's true. Look, I think Trump has a very strong claim to this nomination right now. And if I were a betting man, I would say he's probably going to be the candidate. The establishment clearly wants Marco Rubio. And it is Rubio who is claiming that he is the natural guy to do it. But Cruz has accumulated a great deal of money. And now as we go into Super Tuesday, money is going to count for a lot of things. So right now, it's Trump versus Rubio and Cruz, who are beating each other's brains out and, of course, helping him a great deal. Dr. Carson says he's going to stay in. Bush says he's getting out. And there's a question of where his 4 or 5% is going to go. And there is a question of celebrity. Trump is a celebrity. When you ask why he's doing so well, despite the fact that you wouldn't think that the people who, for example, the evangelicals, would be voting for a guy who was divorced all that number of times, who had once espoused a policy of women being allowed to handle their own bodies before changing out of convenience, I expect, in this campaign. But people love him because he was on television. Television is the great fixer in American culture.
And to the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, the issue of delegates, and Bernie Sanders, what's your thoughts on the race now on that side of the fence?
Well, I was reading the upshot in the Times. It would appear, according to some very sophisticated analysts, that she's got it wrapped up, assuming that she doesn't get indicted for the email messages, which I doubt is going to happen. You know, there are some people who are licking their chops. One guy's got a column this morning that Andrew Cuomo was looking to pick up the pieces and be the presidential nominee if everybody else fails, but that isn't going to happen. Bloomberg is strangely silent. It doesn't look like he's coming in. So it looks like Trump versus Hillary to me, at least from where I'm sitting right now. I think Hillary has a tremendous connection with the black community. That was explained on the BBC. They're talking about, you know, the fact that when the Clintons were at Yale, they would be at the black student table and the only white face is there. And that has carried them through. Bill Clinton at one point was being referred to as the first black president. Bernie Sanders has a message of economic equality, which certainly includes those people who are most downtrodden and those at the lower end of the social scale. But that is not seen in the same way as people with historic relationships with the black community.
Presidential election and an impact on states. New York State, for example, in the state Senate, what will happen there?
Good question, David, because the answer is that right now one would expect that if Hillary runs and runs strong in New York State, or Bernie Sanders runs strong in New York State, there certainly will be more Democrats elected than Republicans. That would nominally put control into the Democratic Party. However, there are 4 or 5 Democrats who don't like the current leadership of the state Senate, and for years have been fighting them and making their own separate deals with the Republicans and therefore keeping them in power under the leadership of Jeff Klein of the Bronx, who says he's a progressive Democrat, but who keeps the Republicans in power. Now, if those 5 after the election puts the Democrats back in charge, decide to stay with the Republicans, they might well keep the Republicans in power. There are those, like our friend Ken Lovett of the Daily News, who have been predicting all along that if that happens, the governor might be forced to tell them to go back with the Democrats, especially if these reports that he's considering running for president are true, which I find highly unlikely. However, you can't run for president on the Democratic ticket or expect to and be supporting a Republican state Senate in New York by encouraging the 4 so-called traitors to go to the Republicans and allow that to happen. It seems to me that's very unlikely to it's going to happen.